Let's do a little bit of Gemara today. Again, my apologies for taking so long on the 10-minute, 35-minute halacha shir. So I wanted to set up this. We started the sugi of Tadi V'Sheinu Tadi Tadi Kodem. How does it come up in the Gemara? Because the Gemara discusses when you say Kiddush. When you say Kiddush, you have to say Bracha Bar Priyagafen, and you have to say Bracha on the Kedusha Sayom. Bar Priyagafen comes up more frequently than Kedusha Sayom, so that was one of the svaras for Beis Hillel. Why Beis Hillel says to say Bar Priyagafen before you say the Bracha of Kiddush, of Kedusha Sayom, right? So we started to get involved a little bit in this discussion of Tadi V'Sheinu Tadi Tadi Kodem. In order to get a full picture of what the topic is about, it's important to see a sugya Maseches Zvachim, Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, going over to Daf Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Gemara Maseches Zvachim, although the Mishnah tells us Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem, there is another Mishnah that tells us Mekudash V'Sheinu Mekudash Mekudash Kodem, that anything that's more Mekudash Mechavero, anything that is more Kala Mekudash Mechavero, it's two consecutive Mishnahs on Peitas Amar Aleph Mesechus Vachim. The first Mishnah says Kala Tadir Mechavero Kodem Eschavero, that whatever comes more commonly than the other one comes before the other one. The next Mishnah says Kala HaMekudash Mechavero Kodem Eschavero, whatever is more Mekudash than something else comes before the other thing. So for instance, if you have a carbon chatas to handle or a carbon shlamim to handle, so one of them is more makudash than the other one. Which one is more makudash? The chatas is kachim kachim, and asham is kachim kachim, but a shlamim is kachim kalim. Why is it called kachim kalim? Because it doesn't have the same serious level of kedusha as kachim kachim. It's a little less holy than kachim kachim. So that would be makudash mechaver, whatever is more makudash. So the Gemara raises the shaila on the bottom of the tzad yam veis, ibayilhu. Tadir umakudash is a meyam kodem. Let's say you have two things. One is tadir, and the other is makudash. Now we have two conflicting rules over here. Tadir wins, and makudash wins. What happens when they go against each other? That's the Gemara shaila. Tadir kode mishum de tadir, adim mikudash kadim de kadish. Should we say that tadir wins because it's tadir, or should we say that the mikudash wins because it's kadosh? Which I don't know why the Gemara has to say that. Obviously, that's the reason why tadir and why mikudash would each win. But the Gemara says we'll bring a raya. Tamidin kodimin lemusafin. Carbon tamid comes before carbon musaf. Viafal gav de musafin kadishi. Even though carbon musaf is more kadosh than a carbon tamid. Why? Because a carbon tamid is brought how often? Very important. How often is Karban Tamid brought? Every day, twice a day. Exactly. Twice a day, every single day. Shabbos, yes. Yom Kippur, yes. Yantav, yeah. Every day, twice a day, without exception. A Karban Musaf is brought how often? Only on days that we would daven Musaf. So, right, Karban Musaf, no. It's only brought on Yom Tovim, on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh. Only days that we daven Musaf. That's when a Karban Musaf is brought. So, a Musaf is more Kadosh, but it's less common. So you see, Alf Gavdu Musafin Kadishi, so says Gemara, wait, Atu Shabbos Musafin Ani, let's meet the Nohani. What makes the Musaf more Kaddish? That it's a Shabbos Karban? Well, guess what? The Karban Tamid that you bring on Shabbos is also a Shabbos Karban. So the Musaf is no holier than the Musaf of Shabbos is no holier than the Tamid of Shabbos. And therefore, what you're stuck with again is two things that have equal Kedusha, but one of them is more tadir than the other one, and therefore you obviously go with the one that's more tadir. And the Gemara continues to bring raya after raya about these different issues. The Gemara says, brings a raya from our case. Tashma, davrach birchas hayayin tadiro, birchas hayom eina tadira, v'tadiv sheinu tadir tadiko, demalfagav de birchas hayom kedisha. The Gemara brings a raya from our case, where you have the bracha bar priyagafen and the bracha of the bracha on Kiddush Hayom. So which one wins? Beis Hillel says the bar priyagafen wins. Why? Because it's more tadir. Aye, but the bracha on Kiddush is a Shabbos bracha. It's a yontif bracha. Doesn't that make it more makudash? So you see that the tadir beats the makudash. So Gemara says no. It doesn't make it more makudash because the bar priyagafen that's said on Shabbos is also a Shabbos bracha. Meaning, just like the Birchas Hayom is a Shabbos bracha, so a Bar Priyagafen during the week is a weekday bracha, but a Bar Priyagafen on Shabbos is a Shabbos bracha. So Mela, it's more kadosh, it's just as kadosh as the bracha on the Yom. And Mela, all you're left with is two brachas that are equally kadosh, and one of them is more tadir than the other, so then you go with the one that's more tadir. Then the Gemara tells us, what about the following? Mispaladim shal mincha va'acharkach shal musafin. Let's say it's already time for mincha and you haven't daven musaf yet. So it's Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is that we daven mincha first, then musaf. So don't you see, mincha is more common even though musaf is more kadosh? And again, the Gemara says, no, musaf is not more kadosh. Mincha and Shabbos Shabbos is a Shabbos Dika Mincha. So Mele is just as Kadosh as a Shabbos Dika Musaf. So it's not going to be a Raya. Then the Gemara says the following Raya. And this one is going to be critical. Toshma, I mean, they're all critical, but this one is going to come up very importantly in the Shagasari that I want to take a look at. So Toshma, Shlamim Shal Emesh, Chatos V'Ashim Shal Yom. Let's say you have yesterday's Korban Shlamim, and you have today's Korban Chatos V'Ashim. Shlamim Shal Emesh Kodmin. Yesterday's Korban wins. Yesterday's Korban comes first. What's the implication, though? Let's say it was today's Korban Shlamim versus today's Korban Chatos V'Ashim. Then which one would win? Then apparently the Chatos Nashim would win. Now wait a second. Which Karban is more Kadosh? Chatos V'Asham or Shlamim? So clearly Chatos V'Asham are more Kadosh. Why are they more Kadosh? Because they are Kadshei Kadshim. Shlamim is what we call Kadshim Kalim. So clearly Chatos V'Asham are more Kadosh. Which one is more Tadir? Which one is brought more frequently? A Shlamim or a Chatos V'Asham? So hopefully a Shlamim is brought more frequently. Shlamim is brought more frequently than a Chatos and an Asham. So the Shlamim is Tadir, the Chatos V'Asham are Kadosh, and what does it say? If they were both brought the same day, you got to do the Chatos and Asham first. So what do we see? That Kadosh wins over Tadir. When you have Tadir versus Kadosh, Kadosh wins. So the Gemara says, no, not at all a good Raya. Why is it not a good Raya? Because the Gemara says, Shlamim is not Tadir. Shlamim, how often is one chayiv to bring a Karban Shlamim? So you have to bring a Shalmei Chagiga, right? You have to bring Karban Shlamim on the Yom Tovim when you go to be Ol Regel, three times a year. Now, why did the Gemara assume Shlamim is so common? Because everyone was always bringing Karban Shlamim, but not because they had to. Most of the time that a Karban Shlamim was brought, it's what we call Shalmei Nedava. What does Shalmei Nedava mean? You felt good. You wanted to bring a Karban to Hashem. You just got a raise at work. You just got a promotion. So you want to do something nice to Hashem, you know, for Hashem. So you decide to bring a Nedava. So what are you going to bring? You have two options what to bring for a Nedava. You can bring an Oles Nedava or a Shalmei Nedava. Oles Nedava, though, is not as much fun because you don't get to eat it. The whole thing gets burnt on the Mizbech. Shalmei Nedava, you get to eat. Great. So you'll bring Shalmei Nedava. It'll be fantastic. So people are always bringing Shalmei Nedava. So says the Gemara, this is critical. Matzui Ka'amrit. Shlamim, you're right. At the end of the day, Shlamim is brought more frequently than Chatos Nashim. But that doesn't make it Tadir. The fact that Shlamim is brought more frequently than Chatos Nashim just means that it happens more often. That's not Tadir. Tadir means it's something that you have to do more often. Not something that you choose to do more often. That's what we call Matzui. It's not Tadir. So that's why Chatos Nashim beats Shlamim. Because Chatos Nashim are Mekudash. Shlamim is not Tadir. It's just Matzui. That's what the Gemara says. You got a question? Somebody got a question? Karban Toda is a chiyuv when a person goes through one of the four things, right? For which we bench gomel for. So you bring Karban Toda. So says the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, we'll bring another raya. Gemara says the following. Atu matzui lav tadir? Do you think that which happens frequently that's not a chiyuv is not called tadir? I mean, you want to tell me shlam is not called tadir? Vatanya, we have a brisa that says as follows: Otzias haPesach she'enu tadir velo otzias hamila she'itadira. The brisa labels bris mila as being tadir, as opposed to Pesach, which is not so tadir. When the brisa talks about whether what you're chayiv kares for, and whether you should be chayiv a korban chatas for failure to bring, let's say b'shogeg, failing to bring a korban Pesach or failing to do bris milah, we know you chayiv kares for those things. So should you be chayiv a chatas on those things? These are mitzvahs asay; they're very unusual. Everything you chayiv kares for in the Torah is a los asay, with these two exceptions: milah and Pesach. So the brisa entertains the possibility that maybe there's a chatos for it also, since it's a chayiv kares. Chayiv krisos that you do b'shogeg, you're chayiv a chatos for. So maybe you should be chayiv achatos for these things as well. So the Braita says, no, they're not los haseis, they're mitzvah sasei, so they're not, so they don't count. But the bottom line is, the Braita, when it refers to Pesach and it refers to Mila, it says that Pesach is eno tadir, Mila is tadir. Now, why is Mila tadir? Because you happen to have babies, and when you have a baby, you have to. But is there a chiyuv to have X amount of babies a year and therefore have Mila X amount of times? No, that seems more like something that's matzui. Doesn't seem like something that's tadir. So why would it be called tadir? So don't you see that matzui is called tadir? So says the Gemara, no. My tadira, tadira b'mitzvos. When it says that Mila is tadir, it doesn't mean that it happens more frequently. It means that it's tadir b'mitzvos. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means sedura b'mitzvos shenichsa la shalosh esher brisos v'tzivuyin. It means that the chiyuv of Mila is mentioned a lot of times in the Torah. That there are yud gimel brisos connected with bris Mila. So that's what it means. It's tadir b'mitzvos. It's a mitzvah that is commonly mentioned. But it doesn't mean a mitzvah that commonly would normally be considered tadir. So essentially it's a way of saying that it's mekudash, meaning it's this very, very special mitzvah, not because of the frequency with which it occurs, but because of the way that the reverential terms that the Torah talks about it in, that's what makes it a special mitzvah. That's what we mean by Mila. So, says Gemara, V'ibayisema, Mila l'gabi Pesach ki tadir damya. Or maybe we could say that Mila in comparison to Pesach is tadir. Why? Because the difference between how commonly a Mila is done versus how commonly a Pesach is done is vast. Pesach is once a year. Mila is all the time. So even though Mila may only be Matzoi, but come on, it's all the time. It's always. So that might be Tadya because of the differential. Whereas a Shlamim versus a Chatas Nasham, the difference isn't great enough to make the Matzoi of a Shlamim be considered Tadya versus the Chatas and the Asham. At the end of the day, when it comes to tadir versus mekudash, the Gemara does not have an answer. It's an ibayd livshita. The Gemara does not answer at the end of the day which one wins, tadir or mekudash. Yeah.
One of the answers where I mentioned the fact that it's, the way the pesukim, the Torah, talks about bris mila. Do we carry that logic over to other cases also in terms of?
To make it Makudash, maybe. Meaning Kachim Kachim versus Kachim Kalim, that's easy. We actually refer to one as Kachim Kachim, the other one as Kachim Kalim. But maybe to make a mitzvah called Makudash. So maybe any Maila it has in the Torah, maybe. We'll have to see, maybe. Maybe should a Doraisa be Makudash over a Drabanan by definition?
Sure.
Right? L'chora, according to this. So this Gemara is important to keep in mind when we look at the Shagas Aryeh. Now, the Shagas Aryeh Shaila is if you make an early Shabbos, let's say, and you come home and you eat, it's still light outside. By the time you finish eating, it's dark outside. And now you want to know, what should you do first? Should you bench? Should you say Kriya Shema? So the Shagas Aryeh discusses which one is called Tadir. Let's say you happen to be a guy who washes three times a day, every day. So does Birchas HaMazon now become more Tadir than Kriya Shema? So Shagas Aryeh, in analyzing that Shaila, discusses the couple of lines in Gemara in Zvachim that I highlighted for you. He also briefly mentions Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Tes, which is kedai to take a look at also. It's a fairly easy sugya brachos. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn through the Shagas Aryeh. I wanted to do it today, but again, got sidetracked. I apologize.